This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. Coming up, because of the concert tonight, Ike is going to sing on the air Welcome to the Black Parade, beginning to end, the whole album from My Chemical Romance.
No, right. I like it.
Yeah, you going to sing it? No?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think that My Chemical Romance...
I'm like, I have no idea.
My Chemical Romance fans are also Afternoon Show fans?
Yeah, I think so. Sing along with it.
A couple over there. Nice. Big fans. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We have to say hi to the folks over at the Glen Mills Golf Course.
Yes.
I guess I've never played any golf course, but did grow up in Glen Mills.
Yeah,
it's a good
beautiful
course.
I have played Glen Mills Golf Course.
Good golf course.
A long time ago, a lot of divots I left out there.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did. I still have my unused gift card that I have to use at Glen Mills.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. My mom got it for me for Father's Day.
Okay,
and I just haven't had the time.
There you go.
I should have used it, I guess, to practice for the
So it's at least 2 years
thing.
Old.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I got to get out.
I've been a father for 2 years.
People forget that.
Yeah.
2.5.
All right. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, there's a lot of culprits of that have to be paused a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. As I, brought this term to the radio waves and popularized it.
Shout out to Mason Cam.
So what I have for you is the five frequent offenders of the pause. And the pause power rankings.
By the way, Ike's had a few today that we've just let slide.
Well, so have you.
Oh, I have?
Yeah, well, you've been riding, doing a
ride cast.
Yeah. So you're lucky that this list was already predetermined for the show because you could have been on there.
I just want to ride casting.
Yeah.
No platoon.
No platoon.
I want to ride the season's over.
215. Fifth on the pause power rankings is T-Mac.
And
he got in there. He's been at his moments.
Yeah.
But I think what solidified it was this clip that we unearthed yesterday.
Name Philadelphia Phillies till someone messes up.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
Chuck Klein.
Oh, that's too easy. Cy Williams.
Raul Ibanez.
Good head, yeah.
Yeah, just had to bring that one back out.
Just in case people miss
talking about Raul Ibanez's head.
Yeah, being bald.
Yeah, he has a bald head, just like T-Mac.
Straight into Placido Polanco.
Yep.
Yes.
Who also had a giant head.
A ginormous bald head.
Head on the top of his neck.
Yes. Yep. Fourth in the pause power rankings. I don't even know if he's just pause worthy. He's just that kind of creepy, but Herb in the Northeast.
No, this is not pause worthy. This is just creepy.
He just puts it all out there.
Dude, that call yesterday.
We have some pieces of audio.
Oh,
here,
no.
Here's some pieces of audio of her from yesterday.
I got a picture of your wife, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
What is going on here?
And I tell you what, she looks better than you, boy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
She's pretty hot. Your wife is pretty hot.
She is. My wife is hot.
Yeah,
definitely.
There you go.
I'll kick my coverage. That was over the line.
Way over the line.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I'm not being sensitive.
You're not.
Okay.
You're not. So that is Herb, fourth on the pause power rankings. But really, he just is creepy old man.
Yeah. And by the way, that followed up him being descriptive about his 3-day stay in the hospital for food poisoning.
Yes.
And exactly what was happening.
And the 18-year-old nurses he was talking about as well.
Yeah, which is probably not true.
Not true at all.
And, man, if there's one voice you don't want to hear, I have a picture of your wife, she's pretty hot, it's Herb after telling you about his food poisoning.
And then he had that laugh that he added on out of nowhere, which was creepy. The whole thing was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind Herb call. Yeah,
I'm looking at a threesome.
There he is.
It's a great one. Third on the pause power rankings is a guy who I don't think expected to be on here, but he deserves to be on here, is Ben Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Who could forget, you know? Guys like to be stroked. Famous drop.
Yep.
But he added to his repertoire with what happened earlier this week.
Down the shore. I heard it's nice down the shore today.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to do down there when you spend time at your place?
I love hanging on the deck.
Uh-huh.
I like walking the boards.
I always forget this. Are you the top or the bottom?
Top.
You're the top.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bottom in my old place, top in this one.
Thank you for clarifying, T-Mac.
Yep.
Of course, talking about whether his home is... He's talking about whether his house is the top or the bottom,
yes.
Right? Because that's the way they're short.
So I thought they were talking about bunk beds.
Oh.
Bunk beds.
Why are they sleeping in bunk beds?
What is wrong with you?
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
He's up top or at the bottom. The decks.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong.
Bunk beds?
That was my original thought.
Actually, now that you mention it, so when I heard it, I texted Ben Davis, and I was like,
No big deal to you.
Yeah. I know. How do I have his number?
Were you guys breaking down the Aston Middletown Little League scandal from 38 years ago?
And he actually, now that you say that, he said, it's like bunk beds. He couldn't have been talking about bunk beds.
No, he was not referring
to bunk
beds.
They were talking about the house.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I know I'm not a shore guy, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a Delaware Beach guy.
Yeah. I'm a Delaware Beach guy.
And Ben already is upset he's number 3.
Is he?
Yes. Number 2.
You got to work harder, Ben.
Yeah.
Work harder.
He's going to up his game.
Yeah.
Second on the pause power rankings is Ike Reese. I mean,
a
true staple on the pause power rankings. Here are some of the greatest hits.
He was whacking that thing. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was. Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Truly remarkable work.
Yep. And he's had a few this week.
I was going to say, there's going to be some worse ones in there somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could unearth them.
Riding the Bomer is a...
Yeah.
Riding the Bomer.
A long-running bit.
The needle in the ass one.
Yeah.
I know you were scared of playing that one today after your misfire earlier this week when you shouldn't have played it.
The total misfire.
Yeah.
It was. That's when the instincts took over.
Yep.
And then millisecond after, I was like,
You look like when you had done it that you had just touched a hot stove.
I know.
You went,
yeah.
Like that.
Yep. Yeah.
I need to
Sorry.
Totally ruined the moment.
Yeah, I did. Ike's giving a heartfelt thing about colonoscopies and how important they are.
Yeah.
Talked about a lot this week.
We did. Yep. Took a needle in the ass. Yeah. But number one on the pause power rankings is Ruben Amaro Jr.
Oh, yes, always.
So who could forget earlier this week? Who knows what he's talking about here? Is he talking about a bat or is he talking about something else?
I always like to use the knob to work against. And I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
The pinky part makes it so much better. It sounds like he's being so analytical about that. He's like, you know, some men like to have the pinky off. Yeah. I guess it's just a preference issue.
Not me.
He's showing us how to hold the knob.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like the pinkies up thing is when you're in high glass.
Yep.
He's tea. Pinky on.
You're drinking tea, right?
Yeah. Yep. 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 It's so good. And to clarify, he's talking about bats.
Yes.
Yeah.
About the knob of the bat.
The knob of the bat. And that was on our hour.
That was on with him and Devin at 8 to 10 Saturday mornings. Morning. Saturday mornings. But Dirty Rube was back again last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here it is.
I don't know what happened during the president's race. I'm not sure what the...
What the theme was?
I don't know what the theme was.
I think it's ladies' night. That might have something to do with it. Is it ladies' night?
Well, it is ladies' night, yes. But I don't know. I just don't know.
Why the man dressed up as a lady was banging on presidents and knocking them out with a chair?
Dude, what is his deal? Okay, so I'm going to tell you to listen for something here. Buzz, you're going to have to play it again. I want you to hear the fear in T-Mac's voice.
I got scared. I was like, where's he going?
When T-Mac goes, yes, it is ladies'
it is
night.
Ladies' night.
Yeah, and feel like T-Mac was probably going, no. Okay, Buzz, go ahead.
I don't know what happened during the president's race. I'm not sure what the...
What the theme was?
I don't know what the theme was.
I think it's ladies' night. That might have something to do with it. Is it ladies' night?
Well, it is ladies' night, yes. But I don't know. I just don't know.
Why the man dressed up as a lady was banging on presidents and knocking them out with a chair?
He's the best.
He's unstoppable.
He's going to be up top that list for a while.
Who would have ever guessed? Well, you know what? It probably wouldn't have been hard to guess because when Ruben was a GM, he used to call Angelo all the time, like, unannounced. He did have a personality as a GM.
Yes.
Like, he wasn't one of those guys that just gave you, you know, nothing answers.
No.
But who would have thought Ruben would have evolved into the media mogul like this that ends up being the guy who has the most pause moment?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
And now the nice part is that a lot of people are in on Dirty Rube.
Yeah, oh, really?
I get a lot of,
yeah.
At this time, Rube said this.
Oh, they're just listening for you.
Yeah.
I think Rube is in on Dirty Rube, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Makes it easier.
It does.
He's embraced it.
Yeah.
Buzz, can we just hear the knob one again?
I always like to use the knob to, like, to work against, and I used to like to have the whole hand on it. A lot of guys have their pinky off of it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a preference.
Wow.
It's so good. It really is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Rube. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We are lucky in this town to be blessed with good play-by-play and color guys.
Huh?
Whether it's radio or TV or whatever. You know what I mean? I love Fransky in LA. I love Fransky and Stocker.
Stocks, by the way, slowing down on out of pocket. Stock it.
Well, yeah, because he knows we're gonna bring it up.
Yeah.
But on the TV broadcast on NBC Sports Philly is a good hang.
Yeah.
It's become a good hang.
Well, the most watched broadcast in all of baseball.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mets are like second, but it's like not even close.
The Mets are in New York, are?
Yeah, I believe so. They do really well.
Wow. Well, they deserve to. They do a good job. And we love the material, so keep doing it. 215-592-9494. Our friend Bam in Upper Darby is on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Yeah, what's up, Blake?
What's up, Bam?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, we're great, Bam.
Yeah, we're great.
Yeah. Well, before I start my call, right, I need to tell you about Chris in Middletown. He need to put some respect on the afternoon show because, you know, I am the new, what's the security guard called? It's here, that Big Dom. I'm the Big Dom of the Big Afternoon Show.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I don't know about that.
I appreciate the effort. I don't know if it makes me feel so safe. What is wrong with Chris Middletown?
He's calling you out. He's saying Spike don't know what he's talking about. he don't know what he's talking about.
He's just doing it.
He's saying Jack doesn't know his baseball. He said,
"Oh, that's interesting. I manage his fantasy team, so."
You know what? You know what Chris in Middletown needs to do? Buy some T-shirts that fit. Get an XL, buddy. The medium.
Medium Chris. Yeah. Medium Chris in Middletown?
Yeah, Chris, me and you shouldn't be wearing the same size T-shirt. The guy looks like he shops at Baby Gap. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
The sleeves and, barely come off the shoulders.
Nice golf.
Yep.
Yep. And, Jack, with the Phillies, right?
Yep.
Can Castellino and Trey Turner get another standing ovation?
Oh, what about a Casty standing O?
First off, out of the standing O game.
Okay.
But.
Well, as we found out, I don't know how in the standing O game you were.
Maybe the camera should say it first.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe whoever wins competition can suggest it first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yep.
Yeah. Cat again with the perfect storm of the Trey thing. You know, you gotta pick and choose your spots. Yeah, you gotta choose the right horse. I don't think Cassiano's is the right horse.
All right, and I'm gonna leave you with one last thing, fellas. Hey, I know Jack, you might be able to help me with this, but Spike, like, can we get? I know Bryce listens to the station. Can he hit one for me? Can he do one for me?
Oh, jeez. I mean,
it's a pretty inspirational story.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, just hitting the button. Yep.
I don't know if Bryce can hit a home run for you. I mean, this is you asking him.
Yes.
Now, if he hits a home run tonight, you're just going to have to be confident that it was for you, and you're not going to have to ask him to say it.
And don't be like the kid in Seinfeld who got greedy and said two
home runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, all right, Bam. Yep. All right. There he is, Bam. I love Bam.
Sure.
I don't know if Bam as our security guard is the best idea.
No, it's like having Herb for security.
Well, at least Herb, see him coming, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Herb was once in the running to get a security job at, like, the store at maybe,
that's
like,
why I said that.
The
yeah.
Link or CBP.
Majestic, right?
Oh, really?
I thought it was Majestic.
One of those, like the team store. So this is like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we asked Herb, what would you do if someone's stealing something from the store? And Herb was like, tell them to stop. Well, that's probably not
even
work.
Not even in an aggressive tone either. It was just like, tell
them to stop.
Yeah, that'll work.
Can you imagine if you're managing that store and you're like, our security guard's been gone for an hour and a half. Where is he?
He spent 7 hours on the toilet.
He's on the toilet again. You know?
Again, this guy's got a toilet problem.
He got a toilet problem.
I think
he misses every job he has on the toilet.
I felt a little bad because I think we made sure he didn't get the job. Because we went over the top of how there's no way they should hire him to do security.
You did Herb a favor, I think.
Well, I think we did the city a favor.
Right.
Yeah.
So Isaiah Rodgers is not on the Eagles anymore. He is a Super Bowl champion. Eagles let him go for $4 million a year to the Minnesota Vikings. In retrospect, might have been a decent idea to keep him around,
sure,
given what's going on now. But he was asked whether any of his teammates on the Vikings have asked to see his Super Bowl ring. And he said a few have, but I told him no and wait until we get our own. So, Ike, when you were on the Eagles, were there any guys there that had won Super Bowls previously? Because I'm trying to think about your teams, whether
there
are any
so.
Guys.
Maybe. Oh, you know who? Dorsey Levins.
Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had won with and Andy. Remember back then, Andy wore his Super Bowl ring.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Like a regular piece of jewelry?
Oh, yeah. Andy wore it every day. Like, he wore his green bag. Personally, I think he couldn't get it off his finger. But I wanted to make sure I got that out there. Yes. But he kept it on all the time. His Green Bay Super Bowl ring.
Oh, wow.
So Dorsey was there. Antonio Freeman was with us for a year. Y'all remember Antonio Freeman?
Yeah,
wide
receiver.
Free was a good teammate, man. He was past his prime, but he was still cool as hell that 1 year. Yeah, other than that, I don't think anybody else had won a Super Bowl that I played with. It had to be Packers. I can't remember anybody
did
else.
Did those guys ever talk about it?
Like, no.
No, they didn't.
No.
Okay.
You know, and the funny thing is, when we finally got Dorsey, it was when we had been losing NFC championship games.
Okay.
So we were on the doorstep of it. And actually, people don't even remember. Dorsey was he was the starting running back. B. West was the complimentary running back to Dorsey Levins. Just so happened that B. West was the better running back of the two.
That was 03, right?
04.
Uh-huh.
04, the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Dorsey was on that team when we went to the Super Bowl. Scored a touchdown against the Falcons. I believe in that. NFC Championship game.
Wow, I have almost no memory of Dorsey Levins being on the
team. Oh, I remember Dorsey Levins.
Yeah.
He wore 25.
I remember him as a Packer. Now, a Packer, unlike Reggie White, who's an Eagle.
I got yelled at. True story, my rookie year. We're playing the Packers. I got thrown in the game. I think Willie T got banged up, so he missed a couple of plays. I got thrown out there. They threw the ball to Dorsey in the flats, and it's me and Dorsey. It's not a good matchup.
No?
Probably got me outweighed by 15 pounds at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dorsey was like a 235-pound running back.
Oh, he was a big guy.
I mean, 6'3", also. Yeah. Like, not a little running back. Yeah. Only business decision I can remember making.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Ran up there and tried to cut him. Now, anybody who knows football, only people that cut are cornerbacks. You're a linebacker.
Right.
You're not cutting somebody to make a tackle against him. My linebacker coach, the next day in film room, he must have rewinded this. First of all, I was terrified when they were eventually going to get to the play.
Right.
Because as a player, you know, you're like, damn, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. Because I missed a tackle also. Missed a tackle, and I basically punked out on the tackle. I got to admit it. That's what happened. Punked out on the tackle, didn't square him up to make the tackle. Thought I could cut him at the legs, and Dorsey just basically ran through the tackle. Joe Vitt, my linebacker coach, the next day, he must have rewinded this play 10 times. 10 times. So let me tell you how he did it, though.
Yeah.
He didn't do it 10 times, pointing me out 10 times. He did it 10 times, pointing out other meaningless stuff while my missed tackle was clearly what was being rewinded on the play. So then he finally got to me on the play. All right. What the bleep is this BS? And I'm cleaning it up.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, coach probably should have made that tackle. You bleeping right. You should have made it. We don't do this bleeping. I mean, he just went all good 5 minutes, man. Made me feel small. Only time I ever did that. Listen, his coaching method worked.
You didn't do it again.
Nah.
Was there anybody?
Oh, now, hold on.
Yeah.
Because there is a play.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't there a play against the Raiders?
That was not a cut play.
Okay.
That's not when you try to cut somebody. That was me trying to dive.
That was a missed time play.
Exactly. Okay. So when you're on the goal line.
Glad we're clearing this up.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Because people need to understand this. When the ball is on the 1 yard line, there's not a lot of time to make decisions. You better be right with the decision you make.
You just got to go to a spot.
You got to go.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking he's going to jump to get in the end zone. Zach Crockett.
Okay.
Also a big back.
Yep.
Guess who the fullback was?
Richie.
John Richie.
Yep.
So I really was avoiding hitting John Richie, too. I jump up to try to meet him up top to make the tackle.
Yeah.
He just went under me and scored.
Yep. The video is out there.
It is out there somewhere. Thanks, Jack.
flying right past Zach Crockett.
Yes.
Do you remember ever getting hit by Richie? Like, do you remember specific collisions with Richie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to realize I played against Richie in college also.
Yeah.
Two different places.
Michigan and Cedar and
Stanford. Yes. So, yeah, not in the NFL. I only played against him once, one time when he was with the Raiders. Now, we had some battles in training camp.
Right.
Where we used to smash up against each other. And I used to just be more or less like, dude, don't bleed on me. Like, he had the forehead thing going. Like, he had the blood on the forehead.
Yep.
But against Stanford, yeah, they put a beat down on us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if Richie really did anything, you know.
I'm trying to remember who the quarterback was for.
Chad Hutchison.
Okay.
Really?
For Stanford.
I thought he was a Michigan guy.
That's Chad Henne.
There we go.
Yeah. There we go.
Chad Hutchison.
Both Chads.
Chad Hutchison,
Both
yeah. He did play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Did. Yeah, so that's enough of my bad plays when I played in the NFL, yeah. They weren't all great plays.
You lit up Deion, though.
I did light up Deion.
Yep, I did.
And I was player of the game against the Arizona Cardinals.
And you lit up Miles Austin.
I lit up Miles Austin, almost ended his career.
No, I know.
And I sacked Brett Favre.
You could have not made Miles Austin eventually be an Eagle by taking
Could have out. Ended his career.
Yeah.
Damn right. Sent him right to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Coming up next, ESPN ranked all the position groups in football, so we'll figure out where the Eagles fit in there. And we will get you ready for Phil's Nationals Game 2, which I hope they win with leading off. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the only place to have your big party or your big event. Book yours at chickiesandpetes.com. This is a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we heard the pause moments earlier.
Yeah.
And what you could do if you want your own personal pause moments is really just take the next minute or so. It'll be all pause moments.
The next minute or so, is that how long it takes?
Well, look.
Does work fast.
Yeah. Blue Chew. Blue Chew's going to make the minute as good as it could possibly be.
Yeah.
Look, all they can do is make sure it works.
Yep.
You have to worry about the other stuff.
Exactly right.
Yeah. But making sure it works as good as it can work, that is a key.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what Blue Chew does. You've heard us talk about Blue Chew.
A lot.
The issue here is that you have not tried it yet. So we all got together. And I said, Ike, how do we make sure that someone tries Blue Chew if they've been thinking about it?
You make Jack pay for it.
Yep. Ike was like, it's got to be free and Jack's got to pay.
It's got to be free.
And Jack's got to pay. So that's what we did. Your first month is free. You go to bluechew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free. What are you getting? You're getting a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. The good news is you don't have to go to the doctor. You go to bluechew.com. They figure out the right mix. They're medical professionals. And then you don't need to go to the pharmacy. They ship it to you in a discreet
hard
package
from right here in the US of A. So what you got to do, again, is go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. First month is free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. And then you, sir, can
chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet, it's so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet, it's so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jocelyn, I think I'm a better singer now with you around.
Thank you.
Yeah,
there we
I think I'm hitting the notes better.
There we go.
I think I'm hitting the now.
Notes higher.
I don't know if the My Chemical Romance people are Creed people. I don't think they are. So if you're on your way, I'm sorry. We do the Creed thing. We don't do the Mike Kemp thing. Sorry if you're on your way. It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, Packer Avenue. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your next party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Wow, fantasy football draft for us is in a week.
Yeah.
I got to start doing prep. I did a lot of prep last year.
You slacking this year?
He's feeling confident. He's overconfident this year.
No, I'll
tell you. Too focused on your fantasy baseball team?
That is the issue, is that I didn't have fantasy baseball last
Imagine
year.
Imagine managing four teams.
Well, you're the lunatic. I'm not going to manage four teams, but...
How much fathering are you doing at home?
Dude, so here's what happens.
Yeah. That is a good point.
First off, a lot. I don't appreciate the constant shots of my parenting. But it's mostly in the morning while they're, you know, slowly waking up. I set the lineups and all that stuff. So,
okay.
But yeah, we're managing four teams. A lot of first place.
Doesn't matter if you're in first place in the regular season, as you found out last year in football.
That's true.
So here's my thing, though.
You were in first place and you lost. That's true.
It's way more impressive to be first place in the regular season in fantasy sports than winning a championship in fantasy sports.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's not the point.
No, it's not the point.
You guys are totally wrong on this.
Well, I tried to make
fantasy
that.
Football.
I tried to make that argument last year and nobody was hearing
Fantasy sports playoffs are a crapshoot. If you're the best team through the entire season, much more impressive.
Well, you could say the same thing about regular baseball, and they don't hand out trophies for having the best regular season record.
I don't care.
I want a trophy in fantasy baseball.
Yes.
That's all I care about.
I want the pot.
And I want – well, yeah, there's not even a pot of our fantasy league, unfortunately, which is ridiculous. I don't win anything. I only win pride. By the way, I didn't win anything in the afternoon show league either.
Well, I won that league.
No, you didn't.
WIPs?
Oh, WIP league. I'm talking about afternoon show league. Yes.
No.
I did, and I believe I was the first person to give you your money. With the WIP.
Next to me, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
As soon as I started complaining, he was like, yeah.
No. I did it right away. Who did we have to hunt down?
Rod.
We had to hunt down Rod and Porter. I believe Porter we had a shame
sure,
on there
yes.
as well.
Porter for sure.
And now look, he shows us the work now.
Yeah, once a week, if we're lucky. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Two Twitter questions we had today. One, should the Phillies platoon Nick Castellanos or let him play through it? 64% say platoon.
Did that go down?
It was right around. It was higher to start, right. And then it went down and it stuck around there. And the other one, are you over the obsession with the movie Rocky in this city? As we find out, they're going to put a Rocky statue in the airport, in the international terminal. So when the foreigners come here, the first thing they see is Rocky. By the way... this is where the country was born. Are you over the Rocky obsession? 55% say no. So I guess we were on the wrong side of that. Yeah, or at least Jack and I were on the wrong side of that. So ESPN ranked the position groups for all NFL teams for, you know, for the group. So not just the one running back, but the all the running backs.
Okay.
Quarterback position group, Eagles are fifth.
Now, is that because of Tanner McKee?
I'm sure it brought him up a little bit. Number one is Baltimore, then Buffalo, then KC, then Cincinnati, then the Eagles. Then right behind the Eagles, the Commanders, the Chargers, the Niners. So that one, not that interesting. Running back, Eagles are the third best running back group in the NFL.
Wow.
Not much faith in the guys behind Saquon.
Well, Detroit does have two.
Pretty damn good ones.
Yeah. With Gibbs and Montgomery. I mean,
that's two of those guys. Right?
Well, then didn't Montgomery get hurt and then Gibbs was awesome at the end of the year?
Yeah.
I think I have to give it to him on that one, on running back.
I would
room.
Give him that, yeah.
And number two, Atlanta. So they have Bijan Robinson.
I don't know who else. Tyler Algier, right? Always stealing touchdowns away from Bijan.
Yeah. We'll get Bijan here.
Because he's the inside, the tackles runner.
Got it.
So he gets the ball down there by the goal line a lot.
So three more years of Saquon, and then we'll get Bijan here. Fully close the circle.
By the way, he said it's Bijan.
That's right, he did say it. Don't like that.
I don't care.
Well, it's Bijan.
Okay. Bijan.
No, but you're right, he did say it's Bijan.
He said it's Bijan.
Yeah.
What's he? I mean.
That's what he said.
Sounds French.
I heard him when he said it.
I'm just saying.
And I still was like, nah, it's Bijan.
Okay. When we sign him, it's going to be Bijan, am I right?
Got him.
Put it at the airport.
Bijan.
Got him. Wide receiver group, Eagles number two.
I was going to say, yeah, we got to be up there with that one.
Cincinnati number one, yeah. That's fair.
Is that because Darius Cooper's wide receiver three?
Dude, that guy is good.
He's going to be good.
He's good. I'm convinced he's going to be good.
He's not a fake training camp guy.
I don't think so.
Got to be lucky to make the team.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, he will be lucky to make this team.
Well, okay, so the three guys make it who we know.
Yep.
Johnny Wilson makes it, we think.
Probably.
And then if you're five, you keep Cooper over Ania Smith, right? I mean, I don't even know at that point.
Now, Ania Smith is their draft pick.
It is.
So they always lean more toward, if it's even,
right?
They lean more towards their draft pick because that's a reflection of them.
I think they've got a now, and he can return kicks, right?
Ania Smith can
return kicks.
Yeah.
Right.
I like Cooper. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not a lock
right.
that he makes.
Well, we do this with a wide receiver
every year.
Yeah. But Cooper does look good. He looks good. Rest of the top five for wide receiver groups, number three, Tampa. Number four, Rams.
Well, they put Tampa up there, huh?
Yeah, I mean.
You got Mike Evans,
it
sure.
It seems like that rookie everyone's freaking out about.
What rookie they have?
They drafted him, I think, in the first round. They said he's at an unbelievable camp.
Oh, yeah?
And then, I mean.
Is Godwin still there?
Godwin's still there, yeah.
And then Rams and then Minnesota.
Yeah, I would have had Minnesota. But I like Addison.
So, tight end
tough
group.
Tough offseason.
Tight end group were 14th.
Yeah.
Offensive line number one.
Okay.
Broncos number two. Bears number three.
Broncos number two, huh?
Yeah. Vikings number four. And Titans number five.
I don't like the Ravens offensive line, huh?
Ravens offensive line. By the way, for an offensive line that ranked six, pretty good results from the quarterback and the running back in Baltimore. You know.
Oh, their O-line was six.
Was six.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. I didn't hear you say Ravens. I'm like, yeah, Ravens line should have been up there too.
So interior defensive line, where do you think we are?
Ooh, interior?
Yeah.
Got Jalen Carter. We lost Milton. I'm going to go top 10. Give me eight.
Number 13.
13?
The top three, Seattle, Arizona, and Indy.
Seattle?
Yeah.
Leonard
Williams.
Leonard Williams, that's who it is. Yeah. Leonard Williams, yeah.
By the way, I wonder where the Giants are.
They put the
are.
Giants up there? Yeah.
Giants are number six.
Okay.
Look, all I'm saying is if the Giants get good quarterback play,
they get good offensive play, yeah.
They can win 8-9 games.
Yeah.
They will be that defense is going to be good. And if they have enough that running back that they found last year, Singletary, I think his name is, and
no, you're talking about Tracy.
Tracy, right.
Yeah, Tracy.
And of course Neighbors.
Neighbors is a monster.
Yeah.
He's a monster. Yeah.
I'm just saying that defense will be good.
Yeah.
Edge, Elliot mentioned this earlier. They have the Eagles ranked 31st. In edge.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Well, when the only guy who's had one full good year is Uche, and we're not even sure that he'll make the team. I mean, I think at this point he's got to make the team.
Well, check this out. We didn't even ask Elliot about this earlier. I haven't heard much about Nolan.
No.
Practice?
I have not.
Well, because he had
I've heard more about Jalix than Nolan.
Yeah.
Because he had the concussion, right? So
yeah,
he
did. That was like the first week of practice.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen him out there.
Linebacker, when did we think we'd see the day where the Eagles are ranked number two?
Nice.
Wow.
Number two?
Number
one is Commanders.
No.
Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu.
Frankie Louvu had a great year last year, seemingly against us. It seemed like he played us 16 times last year.
But yeah.
He had a good year last year.
Has us as number two.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm more shocked about Washington. I love Bobby Wagner, but he's 40. Isn't he? He's 36 years old.
And they signed Von Miller.
But us at number two.
Yeah.
Wow. It's got to be
When did we think we'd ever have the number two linebacker group in football? By any ranking, even if we think they're not two.
Right.
Where do you think cornerback is? Now it's.
The cornerback got to be. Oh,
but remember.
We got Quinion.
And?
Oh, are they considering Cooper a corner?
Still, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so as a nickel. Well, if that's the case, then with those two, got to be in the top half. Let's go 12.
They have them at four. I'm sorry.
Got them at four.
I'm not buying it. Not if you're
that's
other.
That's not the fourth best cornerback group.
Not if you don't even know who's going to play on the other side.
Yeah.
Do
they think we still have Isaiah Rodgers or something?
Darius Slay.
Yeah.
Safety, the Eagles are.
I would imagine that's not very high.
Yeah.
Tight
ends. 21.
Oh, 21. Okay.
And overall, Eagles are number two in terms of roster.
Overall roster, number two.
Number two to Baltimore.
A lot of high numbers on that defensive side, though.
That I don't buy.
Yeah.
Well, no, certainly,
I mean yeah. high numbers. Well, it should be low numbers.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
With the ends and the corners. Third. The corners aren't that high.
No, corners aren't the fourth
best. The fourth best.
No.
Set of corners in the league. Although, who knows?
We're hyping up Mac McWilliams.
I mean, yeah. Quinyon. Listen, without the interception merchant here anymore.
Quinyon, who knows?
Yeah, Quinyon may have five picks this year.
Who knows? CJ GJ injured might jump on the field and take one of them away from Quinyon. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Get this guy away from me. Deuce at Chickies and Pete's.
Okay. So,
we got an issue.
Deuce Staley was here. Herb was harassing him. I saw Herb following Deuce Staley into the bathroom until Ike stopped him. That actually happened. That's not a bit. That happened. Yeah, Herb was following him in.
Yes.
Yeah. Herb, you got to.
I know you like the chocolate, but relax.
Dude, even if you're close with somebody. Even if your buddies following him into the bathroom is...
Yeah, but now he's added to his Rolodex of people who know him.
Dude, right. Yeah.
But how many of those people have been like, get away from me?
Yeah.
Like, how many people on the list of people that Herb knows are like...
Well, I will say this. After Herb made his way back to where Deuce and some of the other coaches from Cleveland were having their lunch, for a second time, he had to be escorted out by Deuce.
Oh, really?
And then I saw Deuce and Herb walking.
God bless
and
Deuce.
I was like... Oh, I got to go get Herb. And I had to go over there and tell him, leave them alone. Don't go in there again, Herb. Don't go in there again.
I said, yeah,
what
okay.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I'm friends. Deuce, he knows
Deuce, knows me.
He knows me.
I said, no, he doesn't, Herb.
Way to be a leader.
Blank knows me is the Herb quote. Yes. He knows me. What's next?
Again with this? ChatGPT replying to Ike asking about parlays again.
You can.
I can?
You can.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I would give it the odds so it has the most updated one. Yeah. Just copy and paste it.
Wow.
You can.
This is going to be. Do I really need to go down this box?
I wouldn't do the betting thing with ChatGPT.
No, I just mean ChatGPT.
I'm telling you, it helps my life.
All right.
It helps my life.
I got an eye for gambling, so I don't need checks.
Yeah, that's right.
I told you I was having an IT band problem. I'm like, give me a stretch thing and a exercise thing. It gave me the whole thing. Here's week one. Here's week two. Took one minute.
Just talking to the phone?
No, I type. Wow. I don't talk.
Sometimes, I do a lot of typing?
Well, you can talk to it. Sometimes when I'm on the way home, I'll tell it. Tell me all about the 1998 Eagles season. Take me through every game. Tell me what happened, the highs and the lows.
Wow.
And it'll just tell you about it. It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I had longer car rides, I would do it sometimes the whole way home. What's next?
If you want to do another Rocky statue, at least do it like we did. For my birthday 40 years ago, we paid Sylvester Stallone to stand still in our driveway for nine straight months.
Right.
Silver Spoon Spike.
Wow. It's been a while since Silver Spoon Spike was around.
How long was he standing there?
It was nine months.
Nine months?
Yeah, it was.
He didn't move either. Yeah.
He didn't move. Yep, he earned every penny. What's next?
Spike on Friday, November 14th to Elliott. Elliott, I got more confirmation that on the first day of joint practices against the Browns that Jalen actually threw four picks. Your thoughts? Jim in Marlton.
Look, if we don't hold him accountable, who will?
And the more that keeps coming out, the tougher look it is for Elliott.
Yeah. He says one interception, and McManus, runner-up at Eagles inside of the year, very cleanly says three.
Yeah, and says that, you know, he just the ones that he threw didn't count because he didn't count them.
Yeah, one-on-one doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next?
That's a tough one.
The updated list of people who are not allowed to enjoy life is decided by Spike Eskin. Teenagers at the boardwalk, teenagers in general, fans of Tyrese Maxey, female football fans, fat people in cars, soccer fans. Frank in Ardmore.
I never said that about female football fans. Everything else is accurate. And soccer fans of our hometown Philadelphia Union,
fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
But when you're like, ooh, Tottenham didn't win again. No. Ooh, Barcelona. Get out of here. What's next?
Netflix!
Benson calling in next week to redeem himself.
Also not a TV network.
Exactly.
Yep. Netflix. Also not what we're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.